The king's son was going to be married, so there was general rejoicing. He'd waited a whole year for his bride, and at last she had arrived. She was a Russian princess and had driven all the way from Finland in a sled drawn by 6 reindeer. The sled was shaped like a great golden swan, and between the swan's wings lay the little princess herself. Her long ermine cloak reached right down to her feet, and on her head lay a tiny cap of silver tissue, and she was as pale as the snow palace in which she had always lived. Being a police officer is not what you see on television. I've never had to choose between the red wire and the blue wire. I've never seen a police car flip over, causing a chain reaction of other cars to burst into flames. Never had to jump from one rooftop to the other. I spend my time investigating crimes, tracking down leads, typing up reports, and sitting in court. It's difficult and tedious work, and you're not going to get rich doing it. But I had been on the job for a long time, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm a detective. That's what I do. If you break the law in my city, I will do everything in my power to hunt you down and put you behind bars. Now, I'm not going to bullshit you and say that I succeed every time, but I try my best to make sure that if you fit the crime, you will do the time. Are there any questions?
So, being interested in my heritage is plastic, is it? What about the motorways? The hydroelectric projects, the bridges, the tunnels, the housing estates? Faceless, every one of them, yet they make this country work. This country would be nothing without what they did. Laugh at me and call me a plastic paddy as often as you want, but I still think who you are and what you did is important, even if no one else does. Can you understand that? It's a recorder, not a bloody camera. It's your story that matters. Help me get it out there before it's too late. If nothing else, for the fellas that no one noticed a gun.
When I was 9, the mayor sent me to the butcher's to get a needle and thread. Now, even then, I knew that you couldn't buy a needle and thread at the butcher's. But I went anyway. In the hospital today, I met a likeable young man who wants to live forever, or at least die in the attempt. Now, the only trouble is that the year was 1947, and as far as I know, you couldn't live forever. It shows what I know.